Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and coming up on the show, we're going to be sitting down to talk with soul singer Leon Bridges. Remember that hit, River, around 2015, 2016, that Coming Home debut album made such a big splash. Everybody thought it was like the second coming of Sam Cooke or something like that. Well, he's back. He's got a new record called Good Thing. We're going to talk to Leon about that. But first, Anxious Anthems.
That is the Rolling Stones with 19th Nervous Breakdown, the perfect song to kick off today's show. Songs about nervousness and anxiety. Greg, this is an anxious time, politically, economically, you name it. But a lot of the songs we're going to highlight today are about feeling nervous in everyday ways, those little things that make you anxious. For me, it is going to the DMV. You got to renew your license, right? You know, and there's hundreds of people. You're never going to get out of there. And in Illinois here, they have this numbered system. You take a number, but it's not like number 3, 4, 5, 6, you know. It's G79, you know, and you're like W340. And you just, like you can't breathe. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have this recurring dream, and I think a lot of people have had it, but it always seems to be this English class. And I discover, like, the last week of the semester that I've missed the entire year of classes. And I'm trying to find desperately where the classroom is, and I'm wandering all over the campus trying to find it, and I can never find it. You know, I wake up, and I can't get back to sleep after that dream.
Wow.
I'm kind of all wound up and everything, and I realize it's just a dream, Greg. It's just a dream, but it really bugs me.
I believe I've had that student. As someone who teaches an English class at Columbia College, I think I've had you in my class, and I've given them an F.
Yeah, thank you.
So songs about anxiety, songs about feeling nervous and anxious and all wound up. And I initially thought of Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads, but then I said, well, that's kind of obvious, right? I have an even better track from the same era. Peers of the Talking Heads in that initial explosion of art punk on the Lower East Side were the Feelies from suburban New Jersey. I've talked about these guys many times on the show. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. And their 1980 debut, Crazy Rhythms, it's one of the all-time Desert Island discs for me. It leads off with a track called The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness. And it's, I think it really typifies what the Feelies did musically. Crazy Rhythms is an album that puts the primacy on, you know, drums and percussion and the guitars in the background, the vocals behind even the guitars. And it's all about these layered rhythms, all of them very nervous, all of them. You know, the Feelies used to take the stage at this point literally bouncing up and down. They were so wired on coffee, and they would shave right before they went out on stage, and they were buzzing. They were literally buzzing. And the boy with the perpetual nervousness, you know, he's a little ominous. You know, he is a kid, I know, but not too well. He doesn't have a lot to say. This boy lives right next door, and he has nothing to say. You know, the boy next door is me, Glenn Mercer eventually confesses. The music is nervous. The lyrics are nervous. Everything about it is nervous. If you encounter the boy with perpetual nervousness, you better run. Really. Mm-hmm. Here they are, the Feelies on Sound Opinions.
There's a kid I know, but not too well. Doesn't have a lot to say. Well, this boy lives right next.
All right, that's the first of my anxious anthems, Greg. The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness by the Feelies. What have you got?
I don't know if I can top the Feelies. That's a great choice to open with, Jim, because I just remember seeing the Feelies on stage so many times, and they were just bouncing around like pinballs. They are the absolute epitome of anxiety and nervousness on stage. I'm going to go in the opposite direction in terms of presentation. This is a little subversive here, you know, where the Feelies were right up front about that sense of anxiety and nervousness. Lupe Fiasco took a different tack on it. You know, there's nothing worse in the music industry than the artist who complains about my record contract and my label sucks. And,
it's hard
I
to
got
be
a
famous.
Bad deal.
You're thinking
being
about Drake,
famous
aren't
is so
you?
So hard. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, let's start with Drake, but you know, the list is endless.
Yes, it is.
And you know, Lupe Fiasco could have easily fallen into that trap because he had some famous issues with his record label for a number of years. And was unable to release the music in as timely a fashion as he wished, felt he had to compromise tracks in order to get them on the records, and he could have easily put that sense of self-pity into his music. Well, he got it both ways. He created a very beautiful, melodic, pop rap song, and at the same time addressed some of these issues, but in an oblique fashion. The song that I'm referring to is Beautiful Lasers from his third album called Lasers, released in 2011. And it's really a statement about going against the grain and, you know, not buying what you're being sold, not bowing down to authority. But it's also a thinly veiled metaphor about his own troubles with the label and his desire to release the music in the way he saw fit. So he's getting these double messages across. And this is a really, really dark track if you listen to the lyrics. He's talking about losing his mind over the fact that in a lot of ways his freedom has been cut off, but you don't really know why. And as I said, the subtext is, you know, he had these issues with his label. But at the same time, this beautiful track, it was always a stellar moment in his shows when he would perform this track with that soaring chorus. It's Beautiful Lasers from Lupe Fiasco on Sound Opinions.
There's only two ways. Not pretty if you don't comply. Pretty easy if you don't complain. Staying there like you don't feel pain. No tears in the face of defeat. Pretend to the end that you don't feel change. Don't admit that your faith is weak. Don't say that you feel like dying. Life's hard and it feels like diamonds. Go home, it's far too gone. Much too late to even feel like trying. Can't understand what I'm saying. Can't figure out what I'm implying. If you feel you don't wanna be alive, you feel just how I am. I'm on the dark side, and you can't come find them. Hell when it's light all around you, yeah, well it's dark all inside them. No winners when it's me against me, one of us just ain't gonna survive. My heart been broke for a while, yours been the one keeping me alive.
Beautiful Lasers from Lupe Fiasco on Sound Opinions. We're doing anxious anthems, Jim. What have you got next for us?
I'm going to turn, Greg, to a place that you wouldn't think is that anxious, Norway. But this artist certainly is. Ida Maria is a name I've mentioned several times on the show. You and I saw her first, I believe, at Lollapalooza when she was touring in support of her first album, Fortress Round My Heart, 2008. Blew us both away. She made Courtney Love look calm and measured, right? And that's a compliment. She was tossing herself around on stage like Iggy Pop. She was screaming this anthem, Oh My God. You listen to the lyrics here. Oh my God, find a cure for my life. Put a price on my soul. Oh my God, oh, you think I'm in control. Oh my God, you think it's all for fun. Clearly it's not. She is not in control. She is losing it. But I think, you know, one of the things that we are not celebrating being out of control, being anxious. We are celebrating music as a tool to get those feelings out. You would think that listening to mellow, soothing sounds like Enya might help. I mean, for me, the more anxious I am, the louder the punk rock I crank, or the metal, or the art punk like the Feelies, or this song like Ida Maria. Oh my God, on Sound Opinions.
Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, oh my.
Oh my God, from Ida Maria on Sound Opinions, Jim DeRogatis' pick for an anxious anthem. I do remember that performance quite well. She was having something like a nervous breakdown on stage in all the best possible ways.
And it was 110 degrees, you know?
Who wouldn't in that kind of weather, right? I'm going to go to the 80s now, Jim, and Eurythmics, one of my favorite groups from that era. I don't think Eurythmics get enough love, really.
No.
I think it's an amazing group. They made some very deep, dark albums that also had great hooks and melodies in them. Annie Lennox, first and foremost, as the vocalist, Dave Stewart as her co-songwriter in that great duo. Synth pop doesn't do them justice. They were also a product of the MTV era, and I think because of that, some people sort of cast them off as sort of a visual group, and that was it. But I think the visuals actually worked hand in hand with the music very well. They made some of the best videos of that era. One of their great collaborators was the great director Sophie Muller, who was did all the videos for their Savage album in 1987, basically creating a visual album for Eurythmics. So I highly recommend that after you listen to this song, that you go and search out the video on YouTube and play it, because it really enhances what you're going to hear. You know, Lennox was famous for playing these roles in her song. And in Beethoven, parentheses I love to listen to, she's playing multiple roles, this sort of split personality that she is conveying in the song, this repressed housewife transforming herself into this blonde vixen by the end. And, you know, there's elements of, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. She's cleaning and chopping these vegetables desperately. And then she turns into this mischievous little girl, you know, with the blonde hair. And then she's a man wearing makeup and an evening gown. And then she has this nervous breakdown, and she transforms herself into this vixen, and she's trashing everything that she came from. And this is all conveyed in a song that somewhat obliquely addresses these issues. But then when you see it in tandem with these visual images, you kind of realize what's going on here. And it really is a metaphor in a lot of ways for the way that Annie Lennox conducted her career. She was never one thing or one personality on her records, but multiple personalities. And she loved to play with those images, sort of you know, a corollary of what David Bowie was doing in the 70s, you know, taking it to another level with her music and videos in the 80s. Here's Eurythmics with Beethoven, I love to listen to on Sound Opinions.
Listen to.
That is one of Greg's picks for an anxious anthem. Beethoven, I Love to Listen To by the Eurythmics. Good one, Greg. When we come back, we're going to hear some suggestions from our listeners. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.